Did you know one of the biggest contributing factors to unmanageable anxiety is catastrophization? Catastrophizing is known as a cognitive distortion, which is a posh word for extreme negative thinking, basically. It's where you're continually thinking the worst possible thing that could happen and thinking that you won't be able to deal with the result. And this sets off a whole chain of panic and fear, physically and mentally. Now, research shows that positive thinkers live longer, and this is most likely linked to the fact that they produce less stress chemicals because they're not as stressed with catastrophizing thinking. Now, I know some people go, I'm not a negative thinker, I'm realistic. Realistic thinking is about what is actually likely to happen, not what's the worst thing that can happen. That is catastrophization. Now, the vast majority of people have anxiety about things that have never actually happened to them, or maybe happened once or twice. Now, catastrophizing habits can arise following minor setbacks or major traumas, or they can build up gradually. Catastrophizing can be ruminating over the same negative thoughts time and time again, or jumping to the worst possible result every time something comes up and it could happen. Now, catastrophizing can be incredibly debilitating for you and also for those around you. It's actually quite hard to be around continual catastrophizers. So how do you stop? Well, it's funny you should say that, because that's what this recording and accompanying CBT worksheet is for. Now, I'm telling you now that it's a really simple technique, and so simple you'll be like, well, that's so easy and surely that's not going to work. And if you think it won't work, you're right. It is a simple technique, and it's all about changing how you think. Practicing the new thinking until it becomes habit, and letting go of the old catastrophizing habits, letting that pathway in your brain grow over and a new one appear like a forest. So here's the technique to help stop catastrophizing and manage your anxiety. When you feel the panic, check yourself. Recognize that this is likely a cognitive distortion and you need to reprocess your thoughts. Secondly, ask yourself, actually, how often has your worst case scenario result happened? And then ask yourself, how often is this worst case scenario not happened? So what is my percentage success rate of it not happening? And for most people, that's going to be 100% or way up in the 90s. Then think about what you would do if your worst case scenario did happen, and what would be the long-term impact? Now, this sounds a bit bizarre. Sam, why are you asking me to think of what I would do? Because a lot of anxiety and catastrophization comes from fear of the unknown and feeling we won't be able to cope with it, and it will have an awful outcome. If I say to you, think about what you would do if it does happen and think about the long-term consequences, then you feel less anxiety because you're like, well, I would do this. And actually, the long-term impact, I would be okay. This is why people panic, this is why people practice catastrophe situations, so they know what to do at the time. So having a plan of what you will do is going to help reduce the anxiety, and recognize that in the vast majority of cases, you're going to be okay. So then consider what a more rational thought would be next time, okay? And remind yourself of that each time. Now, like I said, this isn't going to work the first time. It's not magic. It has to be practiced. And you might be going, oh, but Sam, I don't believe that. That's okay. The first time, it might help 1%. The second time, 5%. It will increase if you keep practicing it and if you want it to work. So it can then become habit. And this is a technique I use regularly myself, especially when speaking publicly. What's the worst that could happen? How many times has it gone wrong? Never. fortunately, but I would be prepared if it did, and I would be okay in the long term. Another possible technique is giving catastrophizing thoughts an identity with a name in your head. Call it your name you don't like of somebody you don't like. So when you have these thoughts, you can go, oh, shut up, blah, blah. You're always wrong. I can't stand your negativity. Works for some people. Now, like I said, any technique will only work if you are open to it working and if you keep practicing it. It needs to become routine. What you practice is what will continue. Now, remember, there's a CBT activity with this to help you go through the process. You can photograph it, use it, whatever you want to help remind you each time for it to become habit. I would also recommend that you work on your confidence and self-esteem with some of my other resources. Believing in yourself and your abilities reduces a lot of catastrophizing and anxiety. So this has been short but sweet. It will work. Go and practice. Thank you for listening, and remember, you are amazing.